The San Francisco Bay Joint Venture is celebrating its 15th anniversary, and we've been looking back at its history of preserving, protecting, and restoring wetlands around the San Francisco Bay Area. And we've also been looking to the future, of course. Well, in this report, we talk with Diane Ross Leach, who chairs the management board for the joint venture. She's also the director of environmental policy for the Pacific Gas and Electric Company. This is Your Wetlands.
I was one of the partners in the early days of the joint venture founding, and I think we've come a long ways in the 15 years of our organization. We're stronger. We've had a lot of significant accomplishments over the last 15 years. We've completed more than 140 projects and restored or enhanced or protected over 70,000 acres of habitat. That's something to celebrate, and we have many more challenges ahead, but just the way that we are working together with all our diverse partners, and we're speaking a common language of restoration and goals that we have together.
When Diane mentions diverse partners, part of the vision for the joint venture is to include many of the non-governmental organizations, governmental agencies, and corporations who have a role in restoring wetlands. That's part of the unique character of the joint venture, and this is underscored by the South Bay Salt Pond Restoration Project.
We've partnered with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service refuge complex in the San Francisco Bay, as well as the California Department of Fish and Game and their refuge complex. So we've helped them with communication and public outreach and funding and a number of items. I don't think they could have done it by themselves. They needed the partners that we have at the joint venture. The other one that comes to mind is the Hamilton Fields Restoration Project. That was a huge undertaking, working with many partners, federal and state agency partners, to get that work underway. It's quite complicated with getting the dredge material there and making it work and making it cost effective.
Diane says that the take-home message for her and the members of the joint venture has to do with the importance of a plan where everyone is on the same page. This enables more funding to support projects because there is a consensus around priority projects.
All of us have been working together for the last 15 years to work in partnership versus competition. There's a limited pot of money that we all have to look at that can support this large-scale restoration and protection of lands. And so if we work together as we have, we can all prioritize which projects are ready to go, which ones are most important, which ones support the goals that we have as a joint venture. And we've done that for the last 15 years. We all want to be successful and have more acres of habitat restored.
And as Diane mentioned, the joint venture has completed 140 restoration projects with 160 more underway at this moment. But in addition to doing the restorations, the joint venture members are studying and evaluating how these projects are performing.
So we can learn from that, and everyone can learn from that, rather than each landowner or each conservation organization having to do it themselves. We learn from each other. Our conservation delivery group focuses on project review, so our experienced partners can help provide that insight to other partners on what they've learned and how not to repeat some mistakes and learn from each other.
And the impact, according to Diane, is an efficient use of funding.
We have very limited dollars to spend on this large-scale restoration that we all benefit from. So I think we're really getting a big bang for our buck here in the San Francisco Bay and through the joint ventures activities. I think all the citizens, if they only knew how much we're doing behind the scenes, helping provide clean water and clean air and recreation opportunities and birding opportunities, that's what the joint venture is helping to provide.
And if you want some more specifics about what the joint venture has actually done, we'll give you a couple of options, but here's one of them.
In honor of our 15th anniversary, we've published a book that's a retrospective of all our work over the last 15 years, all of our partners' work in particular. And so we're featuring various projects from our partners' perspectives. We're featuring beautiful photographs of the restoration and the birds and the other animals that are living in these areas now. And so this book is going to be available to our partners and our board members and anyone else that's interested in seeing this incredible amount of work that we've been able to accomplish over the last 15 years.
And our thanks to Diane Ross Leach. If you'd like to learn more about the joint venture, you can check it out at sfbayjv.org. Again, that's sfbayjv.org. Thank you for listening. I'm Jerry Kaye.